Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We've prepared for Monday, January 11th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our goal is to encourage and instruct in the preparation and sharing of these messages through Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, All I Need. I want you to listen as Brooksine reads three separate scripture texts. Two are related and within the same context. The other, well, it's related. It's part of the Word of God. It's from Genesis 33, verse 9 and verse 11, and then Romans 8, verse 32.
I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself. God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
In one sense, life is a continual transition, since change is inevitable as we age and have experiences familiar to that particular growth period. But there are specific times, such as the death of a loved one, a job loss, a health crisis, a broken relationship, or other unsettling life experiences, when this is especially the case. Today we consider those going through difficult transitions in life and pray that this message will be a source of encouragement to you.
Life's transitions usually include a time of testing, growth, and acceptance. During these junctures in life, we are often more receptive to the scriptures as we look for guidance and seek assurance of God's care. A sermon, an inspiration article, or the words of a friend may speak to our critical need and hit the spot in our particular circumstance. When we are truly seeking, God's word is like fresh manna falling from heaven. For the word of God is alive and powerful, the Hebrews writer tells us. Each morsel of truth and light is filled with just enough direction for the day before us.
Jacob had experienced many transitions and experiences. In Genesis 33, he had a long, dreaded encounter with his estranged twin brother Esau, where he expected severe retribution due to his deceptive trickery many years earlier. Jacob's lasting remembrance of Esau was their extremely difficult parting some 20 years earlier. After all, Esau had declared to him at that time, I will kill my brother. So Jacob fled his wrath. Scripture tells us that Jacob dealt with fear and distress over the matter, and certainly he lived with years of regret.
All the while Jacob was thinking of various ways to pacify his brother's anger, God was working in the background, invisible to Jacob's view. He had prospered Esau and softened his heart over the years. So often we try to work out our difficulties in the natural, while God wants to trust him for the supernatural. He works invisibly within the heart of man, whereas we like to work in the visible realm. We want to see immediate results. God calls us to pray, but instead we like to plan. When they finally met, Esau received Jacob favorably with one of the most touching reconciliation stories recorded in Scripture. This is chapter 33, verse 4 of Genesis. Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
Jacob sought favor from Esau, or perhaps he was trying to give back the blessing he'd stolen by giving him gifts, but Esau refused them. Our first data text reveals Esau's response. I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself.
But Jacob insisted in our second daily text with one of the great faith perspectives of Scripture. He responded, God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need.
Finally, today, let us consider a great verse from Romans. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. This alone should prompt our deepest eternal gratitude. If this was all God did for us, it would be far more than enough, and infinitely more than we deserve. But the Apostle Paul goes on to declare, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? The clearly expected answer to this rhetorical question is, He will fulfill his eternal purpose for our lives and that which brings him glory. Peter puts it this way. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Let us live with the assurance today that God is working. If we believe that with all our hearts, then we are trusting. Trusting God in our transition will bring about a triumphant testimony of God sovereignly working in our lives. Let's pray together. Father, we rely upon your divine power to give us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of you who called us by your own glory and goodness. As we gain knowledge from your word and apply it to our lives, we will not waver when the transitions of life seek to knock us off balance. Keep us steadfast and trusting always. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for joining us today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We both are having trouble restraining coughs today. Still very, very cold in our region of the country. So pardon us. She had to step out once and I had to step out twice during the reading. Hopefully that wasn't too obvious. We do want to point out we have some supplemental resources on our post today. We have a link to a sermon a pastor of mine preached several years ago, Jim Gambini, called Transition and Transformation, that ministered to my heart at the time, and I have his permission to place it up on the web. Actually, it's been up on the web for several years, and I think perhaps other believers will likewise be blessed. We also have a new song up on the site today, a song that's really not new, but new to us and many whom we know. It was actually shared by one of our pastor friends the other night, a retired minister. And I can't excuse the phone. Boy, we have new phones and they're loud. This is not going to be one of our more professionally podcasts for sure. It's a song called Standing at the Portal, and it's by a famous singer. We appreciate a number of her songs, and some of you will have heard of her. Famous hymnist, I should say, Frances Ridley Havergal. But this particular song I never heard of before. I am not able to find a online version to play, but Brooksine has put it to the tune of Like a River Glorious, which we are familiar with, which is also one of Frances Ridley Havergal's songs. Again, excuse me, one of those promptings where I can't stop coughing. I'm going to end this. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. You're hearing some very real people today. We are always real, but sometimes more so than usual. This is a message we have prepared for Monday, January 11th, 2010. We encourage you, especially those of you that are going through time of painful transition, that you will be aware that God's with you and he's going to work it out.